You see more and more of them on the road, electric vehicles. Hybrid sales are on the rise, but so are plug-in fully electric vehicles. For many brands, there is a waiting list. As we move into this next generation of transportation, the question becomes one of infrastructure. Are we prepared? Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular feature each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is heading up a program aimed at making sure Michigan is ready for the growing fleet of electric vehicles. Mark Rubinsky is Project Manager for Plug-In Ready Michigan, which is part of the Clean Energy Coalition's programs. Good morning, and welcome to WEMU.
Thank you.
If you have them, well, what are the latest figures? How many EVs are running Michigan roadways these days?
I don't have any figures on the exact amount of electric vehicles that are on Michigan's roads right now, but it only takes a drive through Ann Arbor to see the number of electric vehicles that are on the road. And I don't know about you, but I'm sure seeing a lot of Chevy Volts on the road lately. And
the short and long-term projections show that we are only going to see that figure grow exponential numbers.
Correct. Yeah, I think you're going to see a growth in the electric vehicle industry very similar to what you saw the hybrid electric vehicle industry grow. And when you see a Prius on the road, they're no longer a novelty.
And, of course, Ann Arbor has been a leader in preparing itself for the generation of electric vehicles. Do we have the infrastructure necessary to support the electric vehicles that are currently on the road in the state of Michigan?
Ann Arbor has certainly been one of the leaders in the state. There's a few other cities that have done a terrific job as well. Auburn Hills comes to mind. We've seen a number of charging stations in the city. I think the majority of the public parking lots in the city have charging stations in them. And I often walk by the charging stations to see how many vehicles are charging at one time. Often there's no charging stations left for the public, for anybody else to use.
Yeah, and unless you have a plug-in car, that's good news.
Yeah, I mean, it is good.
As we consider what Ann Arbor has already done and will continue to do moving forward, is this a model that is going to be used across the state and perhaps elsewhere in developing municipal programs?
We're hoping that, the plan that we released, Plug-in Ready Michigan, which is available on the Clean Energy Coalition's website, is a guide for municipalities to adopt what other cities have done within the state of Michigan. There's examples in there like signage, what signage to put up for the parking spots, sample versions of where to install the charging stations within the parking spot itself. And then there's zoning and planning language in there to make sure that your municipal codes allow for electric vehicles and aren't a barrier to it in any way.
And to this point in Ann Arbor anyway, the city has not charged anybody who plugs into one of these stalls for the electricity it uses. Is that a sustainable position moving forward?
Potentially. We know that the cost of electricity is very minimal. Right now, in terms of the cost to install a charging station and to add on the equipment that you need to charge somebody for it, it would actually cost more to add that equipment on than to just give the electricity away for free.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. My guest this morning is Mark Rubinsky, and Mark is Project Manager for Plug-in Ready Michigan. It is part of the Clean Energy Coalition's program. Now, what are some other areas in Washtenaw County that are starting to take these proactive steps to accommodate the growing number of plug-in electric vehicles?
We're starting to see a lot in workplaces. I've been getting a number of phone calls from workplaces and other public areas that are really interested in installing charging stations, but they don't know how to take that first step or where to do it or what the demand's going to be. So they just want to talk to somebody about it for it. And I refer them to the plan a lot. But there's a number of other things that you want to run through, whether or not you need level one charging, which is 120 volts, whether or not you want level two, which is 240 volts of electricity. And the difference between level one and level two is that level two charges the vehicle in only half the time that level one does.
Which could be more efficient, but more expensive up front.
Exactly. And it has to do with what your customers are. If you're doing it for your employees and they're going to be there for 8 hours a day, then you don't need level two. Level one should be sufficient if you're doing it for your customers that are going to be there for a short amount of time, like a grocer or something, then level two would make the most sense.
as more and more people buy into the technology and start putting these vehicles out on the roadways, there's going to be greater demand on the electricity grid. Are the utilities ready?
Absolutely, yeah. The utilities worked with us tremendously during the writing of this project, or the writing of the plug-in ready Michigan plan, and they feel prepared for it. And for your listeners out there, if they're in might want to check with their utility to find out some incentives that they could take advantage of to install electric vehicle charging stations at their home.
Is it going to require more coal-fired power plants, more nuclear plants to accommodate a growing demand on the grid? Or is there a way to keep that energy cleaner? Or are we offsetting the clean vehicles with dirty energy?
Well, we always want to see the grid become cleaner. And some of the studies that I've read show that even if there was a significant amount of electric vehicles adopted within the United States, it's not going to take that much of a toll on the grid. However, even if these vehicles were, I've seen some studies that have said even if the vehicles were completely powered by coal, essentially from the grid, they're still creating less greenhouse gases than a traditional vehicle would. A traditional vehicle that would get mid-20s mile per gallon. And that has to do with the electric motor being that much more efficient than a gasoline motor is. But we're hoping to see the electric grid become cleaner and cleaner over time and thereby reducing the greenhouse gas potential of these vehicles.
I think some people are still under the impression that they cannot afford an electric vehicle, that it is just the premium for an electric or a hybrid is more than they can spend to get the same amount of car.
That may be true right now, but there are some good incentives out there from the federal government, and I think the federal government certainly sees this as a viable option for the future of the country going forward to meet our growing and constantly ever-increasing transportation needs within the country. Also, there are programs out there right now that are aimed at bringing the cost of batteries down. So as the cost of the battery comes down, the price of the vehicle will come down as well.
And Michigan is well prepared to be a leader in that battery industry.
Without question. We have a lot of the supply chain within that industry, from the batteries to the vehicles themselves. And I think it's important for us to we've put a lot of investment into that, both the federal government and the state within our area. And I think it's important for us to support that investment.
Well, where can we get more information on the Plug-in Ready Michigan program?
Well, the Plug-in Ready Michigan project has a site within the Clean Energy Coalition at cec-mi.org, and you can read the entire plan on that site. And if folks out there already have charging stations, they can go to the Department of Energy's website, and you might want to Google AFDC, which is the Alternative Fuels Data Center, and look at Station Locator, and they can find out where all the charging stations are in their area.
By going to these sites, we're going to better educate ourselves. Is education the key in making the big turn towards making this a more primary mode of transportation?
Yeah, throughout this project, we've seen education as the main barrier to adopting electric vehicles. I think there's still a fundamental lack of understanding about how these vehicles work and how they can benefit us and how they can fit into our lifestyle.
Well, I look forward to learning more. So thank you very much, Mark Rubinsky.
Thank you very much.
That is Mark Rubinsky, Project Manager for Plug-in Ready Michigan, again, part of the Clean Energy Coalition. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment, produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard only on 89.1 WEMU.